of miracle. So I will talk about this message in quick 3 points. Number one, what do we mean by 11th hour? Number two, what is the miracle that we are talking about? Number three, what is your and my action point? Let us open our Bible to Romans chapter 1, and I'll read verse 16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And it says, "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes, the Jew first and also the Gentile." So quickly, what do I mean by the 11th hour? 11th hour, secularly, is talking about a certain time, what happened in history in 1918, when the Great War ended. At the 11th day of the 11th month, and exactly at 11 a.m. 1918. So, and that is why every year in the month of November, we remember those that have fought in war, many that have lost their lives fighting for our territorial, geographical, economical, you know, just for our lives to be intact, our nations to be intact. So this month, on the 11th, you hear everywhere in Canada, we are remembering those that have fought in battle. You know, it's really touched my heart for people to volunteer themselves, their pleasure, and go all the way to go and fight for a nation that is not named after them. And when I was preparing this message, if people can fight for their nations and at the point that they lost their lives, are we not supposed to honor them? So as we are celebrating these people, these heroes, let us be part of it. Let us honor them and pray for their families. Amen. So biblically, what is the 11th hour? The 11th hour can be seen in the book of Matthew chapter 20, verse 6 to 7. And it's talking about when our Lord Jesus Christ went out. You know, he was telling the disciple, he was talking to the disciples about a certain parable of someone that has a vineyard and needed people to walk there and went out hiring early in the morning, mid-morning, afternoon, and at 11th hour. Biblically, if I want to go into all of that story, is a lot. Like what the 11th hour mean, when you are fasting, when you are praying, it's just an hour before the concluding part of your fasting, which is like 5 o'clock. It's debatable, actually. Some people, the way their time zone is structured, it might not mean that. But according to my own understanding, it's just an hour before your closing of your fasting and prayer, which is 6 p.m. to some people. So when we want to now talk about the spiritual implication of the 11th hour, it is a set time. It is a given time. It is a particular time when something is just about to be late, too late. So when you are using that word at 11th hour, you are saying just before it was too late. Amen. So that is the meaning of the 11th hour. In that Matthew chapter 20, verse 6 to 7, there was this guy that was hired at like just an hour before the closing time. And at the end of the day, the owner of the company, the person that employed them, pay everybody the same. You can imagine you have been to work for like a whole month, and the last day of the month, somebody was hired, and at the end of the pay, whatever, you are given the same amount. So the people that have been working since the beginning of the month went to the owner and said, why will you do that? I worked 30 days. This guy worked just one day. And you are giving us the same amount of money. That's unfair. But Jesus Christ was saying that just before it was too late. That is one of the implications. There was a story, not actually a story, it's what I witnessed. There was a time myself and my husband, we went to a place to minister. I won't mention the name of that place. And we went with some of our people that sing, not the church, in our former church. And we were ministering a song. I was part of the choir. We were ministering a song. And after the song, the preacher came up and preached. As the preacher was preaching, there was this lady that was seated in the congregation. She was just crying, just weeping. And I was just praying for her where I was standing. I didn't want to go and meet her so that I'm not intruding. And eventually she walked up to me. She said, why will you people come today? Today of all days. Why did you choose to come today? And I was wondering, I was getting, worried, like, did we do anything wrong? Have we, break any law in this place, or maybe we have broken any policy or rules? And she said, it's just today. Everything was ready. I was just about to take my life. Today. And I was lying down, where I was lying down, and I was hearing and listening to the music, and the music was like a spirit lifting me up from where I was lying down. And I didn't know I was taking step after step until I got to this place. And I was wondering, where is this song coming from? It was the song that my mother used to sing in those days when I believed. When I used to believe. But I had lost my faith and I was done with life and I was prepared to take my life. She was crying and I was crying. I was so touched that, Lord, just before it is too late, at the 11th hour, you brought us here to come and sing. And you saved a life. Amen? Let's go to point number two. What is the miracle? I've discussed about, I'm kind of explain what 11th hour is all about. What are we talking about when we are talking about miracle? This is the month of family. The greatest miracle, the greatest thing that can happen to anyone or any member of any family is the miracle of salvation. What is salvation? A lot of people have made it so complicated, so ambiguous. When we're talking about salvation, okay, maybe I should ask. Is there anyone that wants to talk to me? What do you think salvation is all about? Especially the young ones, please. What is salvation? If somebody should ask you a question, are you saved? Saved from fire incident or what? Who wants to talk? Just let me see your hand. Oh, Paul, I thought you wanted to rescue us. What is salvation? Okay, Victor, what is salvation? Salvation is Let's put our hands together for Jesus. God bless you. What is salvation? Our text, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of this good news about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is salvation. Jesus Christ is mercy personified. Jesus Christ is goodness personified. Jesus Christ is mercy, favor, grace personified. Is the good news. Is the one, is acceptance that delivers you, that rescues you, that reconnects you back to life. Life now, life eternally. So in a nutshell, in the simplest form, salvation is being rescued, is being saved from eternal death, everlasting death, everlasting separation from the Lord. Are you saved? Have you been saved from the death that is to come eternally, everlastingly? Have you been saved from evil and judgment to come? Salvation is no money. Salvation is not going to church. Salvation is not being religious. Salvation is having that personal encounter with mercy. And it is this mercy that rescues you from being separated from God eternally. Romans chapter 1. I want it to really sink into us. It is the power of God at work. Salvation is when you have encounter with the power of God. You can be in church 10 years. You can be in church 20 years. You can preach. Anybody can Google anything and deliver, make presentation. But have you had an encounter with that power of God that is unto salvation? Has that power taken you out of the hands of the devil? Has he rescued you from hell? Is your name written in the book of life? If your name is not written in the book of life, if you have not been taken out of darkness to come unto the marvelous light of God, if you are not be re-engrafted back to the source of life, the one that murdered the sound and breathed the breath of life into his nostril, a man became a living soul. In that breath of life, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God has not rebirthed you. You are just in church. You are just in the building. You are not in the body. You are not in the kingdom. And I want to appeal to every soul here today. Church, it's not about dressing. Yes, it's good to dress on Thanksgiving Sunday like this. You all dress gorgeously. But is your soul delivered from hell? Have you been saved? Have you been rescued? Have you been received back to the source of life, God, through the mercy of Jesus Christ? Have you been convicted that you are a sinner? Have you believed that Jesus is the savior of your soul, the savior of the world? Have you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord? Have you forsaken your sins with the determination that no matter what, I got my mind made up and I won't turn back, because I want to see my Jesus someday. I got my mind made up and I won't turn back. Cause I want to see my Jesus someday. That is the hope of a true convert and believer in Jesus Christ. Lastly, I want to talk about, what is your action point? What is my action point this month of family? If you are truly in the family of God, how many of your family members are also in the family of God? Is there still one soul that is not yet part of this new family? The original, authentic, holy, priestly, separated, different, royal family. If there is any member of your family that is not yet a member of this family, you have to do something. And that is why I want to encourage everyone that is listening to my voice right now. This is your action point in the week. You first, then your family members next. Go home. Check yourself. If the rapture should happen today, are you going to make it? Will you go? Or will you be here, left behind with the righteous to face the wrath of God that will be upon the whole earth? Think about it. People sleep and they don't wake up. That's not my prayer. I don't pray that anybody sleep and don't wake up. I don't pray that anybody fall down and don't stand up and dead. No. But it happens every day. Anyway, whether we choose to or we want to or we hope to or we pray not to, but it happens. So that is why it is very, very urgent. Give your life to Christ today. 11th hour message. Because tomorrow might be too late. And make sure you call each of your children, 5 years, 3 years, you think that they are little, they know how to pick the best of the fries. Oh, this one is not good. I don't want it. This one is messy. I don't want it. Then they can hear the word of God. If they know the food that is tasty, oh, I don't like it. It's yucky. Yes, they should be able to taste the things of the Spirit. Yes, and Jesus tastes better. Best. Tell them individually, one-on-one, preach the gospel of Christ. Don't be ashamed. It's the power of God unto salvation. Talk to your children about salvation. I was talking to a child, 7 years old child, 2 weeks ago. I said, have you given your life to Jesus? She said, I don't know what that means. And this is somebody that the parent got married in the church. This child is in the church, 7 years old, and he doesn't know what it means to be saved. And I said, okay, should I talk to you about the salvation that I'm talking about? And I talked to, he said, yes, I want Jesus in my heart. I want the Holy Spirit to be with me. I want to give my life to Jesus right now. And he did. So don't think that they are too little to know the things of God. They know all the cartoons they want. When you change the channel, they say, no, don't change the channel. I want that one. I want the other one. They should be able to choose Jesus. The salvation of every member of your family, including your children, is your responsibility. That is your first ministry. Amen? In the week, I want to encourage every one of us to ask people around us. Don't shut your mouth. I ask people, oh, what's the plan for weekend? That's how you start. You don't have to carry Bible, like apostolic Bible and carry Bible in your head. No, you don't need all of that. Oh, what's the plan for the weekend? Are you going to church? Do you believe in Jesus? It's okay. I believe in Jesus. I love Christ. I love Jesus. He makes me beautiful. He loves me. And I'm royal. You can talk about your personal experience. And as you are sharing him, because in John chapter 4, verse 14, as I round up, John 4, verse 14. If somebody is there, you can read for me, please.
But anyone who drinks the water I give will bring them eternal glory.
And Revelation chapter 22, verse 2.
Revelation 22, verse 2. It blows down the middle of the street of the city. The tree of life is on each side of the river, and it produces fruit every month, 12 times a year. The leaves of the tree are for healing for the nations.
Hallelujah. Every one of us, we should bear fruit. If truly we have the living water inside of us, have you drank of that water? The water is available right now. I want us to bow down our heads. The water of life, the river of life, is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drink, we never ever thirst again. The river of life is flowing everywhere. Whosoever drink shall never ever thirst again. Drink the water of life. Like that woman at the well, she abandoned her bucket and she went to the street and said, I have found the Messiah. The Messiah is here right now. Let us ask him to give us the water of life to quench our thirst, so that we can be righteous within. Yes, Lord, I drink again from the water of life. I drink from the fountain of life, the water that quench every thirst. I drink of that water today again, Lord. Even as I leave this place again today, Father, let this river of life continue to flow out of me, into my neighborhood, oh God, into everyone that is around me. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brethren that as they go, oh God, whoever among us, oh God, today, that might be saying, I don't even know what to do yet. Lord, give them the ability. Empower them, oh God, because it's your empowerment that bring people unto salvation. It is your mercy, Lord, that bring people unto salvation. Please show them your mercy. Show them your goodness. Draw them to yourself so that they are saved from eternal judgment, eternal death, and eternal damnation that is to come, in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we go, oh God, my Father, help us, oh God, everywhere we go, this water of life will flow out of us unto our world, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
Let's shout hallelujah. God bless you, man. Thank you for the